This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here at the In the Cellar event, put on by the fine folks at Community Financial Credit Union, all for Children's Miracle Network hospitals and credit unions for kids. And yeah, such a great, great event. And look who is here in the studio lounge. A big part of this event is you, Tom Kane, from Envisant and Illinois Credit Union.
Yeah, and all the other companies
that you're affiliated with. My gosh, I can't keep track. But thank you so much for all that you have done for this event, because you are like one of the first to be in.
Kind of the first to be in, and then I brought some friends.
Right.
So we were fortunate to have, so when I heard about this, it's something that I wanted to do in Illinois for a long time.
Right.
But I never felt like Illinois had half to the number of credit unions or whatever. We're not California, and I know that Oregon does something too, but they can get a lot of surrounding states.
Yeah.
So when Tansley brought the idea, and when I heard about that Tansley was thinking about this, first of all, I thought, this is just the person who's going to get it done. And then the other thing was that I just thought, I want to be in on this. Because it's one of those things that I just know how fundraising goes. If you can get a couple of key people in early, then other people will follow.
Yeah.
So we happened to have a unique situation last year where we had the chair of PSCU, Sean Ratchett.
Yeah.
We had the chair of CUNA Mutual at that time, now TruStage.
Yeah.
Mike Valentine. We had Tom Davis.
Tom was just in here.
Yes, Tom. I was thinking of Tom. I was thinking of Trellance. So Mike Murphy is the chair, and Mike Murphy's from Illinois.
Okay.
And then we had Todd Adams from Aloya, and then we have myself. So we don't have a lot of CUSOs in Illinois to kind of hit up for this, but I knew all those guys.
Okay.
So we had a call, and everybody was on it, and so not only were all of those chairs of those different organizations committing for their organizations, but then their own credit units stepped up as well.
Okay.
So we had BCU, had Consumers, and of course we had Aloya. They came on board as well, and us. So right off the bat, that one call was hundreds of thousands of dollars with the commitments, which was phenomenal.
Again,
and then when Tansley was talking to anybody, she could, anybody else, like we got them and them and them. And that's how you kind of get things done, right?
Yeah.
So I was just happy to be able to get the thing started. And I'd been in the California one a number of times, and I just always wondered, how do we get something like that?
Well, and this is kind of a Great Lakes representation, because Illinois is involved, obviously Michigan.
Right.
There's probably some Wisconsin stuff in
there somewhere. People from Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan.
Yeah.
Some of those other states had conflicts this week that they couldn't be fully represented, but expect in the future that
2024.
Yes.
After what happened, what went down here tonight, I think a lot of people are going to go, I want in for 2024.
So well, you know how these things go. You just have to have that first one. You get over the hump.
Yeah.
And I described it earlier as a flywheel.
Yeah.
You get the flywheel started, and then it's just continue.
Yeah.
So we're already in committed as the presenting sponsor for next year.
Well done.
And then we had all those other groups I just mentioned.
I think TruStage is in as well.
TruStage, Terrence, committed not only for next year, but the year after that.
Oh my gosh, wow.
So he's in for, they had already done a 2-year commitment.
Yeah.
Now they extended it to 3 years.
Awesome.
So PSCU is in. So all the ones I mentioned before are in.
And good deal.
And we just saw Tom Davis. He said he's in for 2024 for Trellance. So
see what happens.
And Visa was a big, and Origins, which was really cool to see. We had Tony Boutel from Origins, and then Diana Dykstra from the California Lakers here.
I saw her.
Yeah.
Interesting. You're here. All
right. Yeah. Well, they're the sort of the godmother and godfather of the California
one. Yeah.
And they just had their their 20th anniversary. They made, I think, close to $2 million. What,
yeah, 1.6 or yeah. Eight, yeah, somewhere yeah. in there. It was a lot
some
of money.
Some incredible so, yeah. amount of yeah. money. So yeah. so they, you know, certainly are, you know, kind of had took the lead and all that. So it's just, so I invited Diana here because she has invited me out there
oh,
before.
Right on. Okay, I see the connection.
Yeah, right. So it was just really cool.
Yeah, it was great to see her as well. Yeah. She's so much fun anyway, so.
Well, and what had happened was the Children's Miracle Network had a very strong presence on the West Coast, of course, with what they're doing kind of along in Oregon and yeah. in California. Yeah. And then they've really been building a good presence in the East Coast as well. John Bradsakis has done a phenomenal yeah. job out in that area. Mm-hmm. Midwest was sorely needing something like this.
And now you have it.
Yeah. For such a great cause. Mm-hmm. And we've got so many Children's Miracle Network hospitals here in the Midwest, so it's just great.
Well, and I like how Tansley has brought children's mental health to the surface. You know, this is something that's not talked about very often, but since the pandemic, it's really percolated to the surface, and now you have it represented here at an event like this, front and center. So, again, kudos to her and her team for doing that type of stuff. And
well, when she first talked to me, she goes, "What we're trying," and I was like, "What are you looking to raise?" I thought maybe $200,000 or $300,000. She goes, $988,000. And I'm like, first of all, that was a big amount. And yeah. second of all, it was very specific. And then she pointed out that 988, which I didn't know, 988 is the mental health crisis hotline or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that makes sense. And we exceeded that tonight by a few thousand bucks. So that was, for a first time event,
did good.
That is incredible. Yeah. It is incredible. So.
Before I let you go, because I know you want to get on that dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
I know your
music is calling me.
Itching to get out there. Oh, but yeah. Just share with me the impact that you think this this event will have on it. Not only the industry, but the area as well. So, because, I mean, again, we're representing the Great Lakes here. So.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, long after I'm gone from this, I'm hoping that, you know, they just celebrated their 20th year in California.
Yeah.
I think this thing is set up to, because that's the most important thing. You just don't want a one and done on something like this.
Yeah.
And I think the success of tonight's event, and then just the enthusiasm that people have for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, I mentioned before, there really wasn't anything like this in the Midwest.
Yeah.
So I think people are going to embrace it. It's going to be awesome in Chicago next year.
Oh,
I can guarantee you. I'm going to make a lot of calls to some friends.
That's your neck of the woods, sir.
That's my neck of the woods. Yeah. So we will have a lot of Illinois people filling tables next year. Certainly we'll hope our friends from Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan come and join us.
California?
You know what, Mike? You're always invited.
And get Diana back here too. So
you're always welcome.
Well,
we will spread it long. I mean, we did have some folks from around the country here tonight. And just like I went, I've been there three times in California, we will get people come from all over. So, and I've already heard that there's some folks from the south, so southwest, southeast, are talking about that that's an area that they... We had a few folks here from other leagues kind of checking it out.
Could be infectious in a good way.
Yeah. Let's get that little competition going.
Nothing wrong with that, especially when you're... promoting a good cause.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
All right, sir. So. Well, I'm going to let you get on the dance floor.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I've been waiting. People want to see that.
I know.
That white man bite.
All right, Tom.
All right.
There he is. Okay. Superman. Tom Kane.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done, man.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.